Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
The three words that we've been talking about during this broadcast are crisis of confidence. Top of the hour news, Apple just announced a $113 million settlement. 34 states sued Apple because Apple intentionally slowed down the performance of their phones, which made people say, I guess I need to buy a new phone. To spur sales, Apple released an update for their phones, which slowed down the phone's performance. The owners of the phones were led to slaughter. They were led to buy new phones. That's Apple, run by Homo Tim Cook. So, we're back to the crisis of confidence. It's like every news report, one more theft after another of things that you thought you owned. Theft of your property, increasing in taxes, misrepresentation, out and out lies everywhere, 360 degrees plus top and bottom. Rich Sheban, please continue.
Why we're doing this, folks, is because America is being proven to be illegitimate. Everything is scripted, everything's planned, and everything is unsustainable. We're turning into a third world banana republic where favors and graft precede rules of law. Everything is on the chopping block right now. When you delegitimize America, everything's on the chopping block because basically, it shows that everything's been sold out to the highest bidder or the biggest threat. So whether it be elections, voting, FBI, DOJ, all intelligence agencies, rule of law, courts, lawyers, judges, work, science, healthcare, math, history's being rewritten, rules, laws, accountability, basically only pertain to a certain measure of what victim group or protectionist group status you have, wealth, success, economics, currency, money, commerce, prosperity, the middle class. Everything is getting under the category of FUBAR. And the direction that we're heading into is inevitable. We're heading into an authoritarian, tyrannical, and when I say tyranny, it's even medical tyranny with vaccinations, masks, a totalitarian communist insurrection takeover. They're going to say it's all for the good of the people, but that's not what it's about at all. So I want to go back to what Sidney Powell was saying about one of her many witnesses, and from what I understand, there's affidavits and witnesses and whistleblowers coming forth by the hundreds. Because the people are sick and tired of what's going on. They're tired of the corruption. They're tired of the manipulation. They're tired of the lack of rule of law. They're tired, tired, tired of it all. So this was about, I proceeded with a Smartmatic design, what this person was talking about. So I'm going to quote her who quoted him. Okay, so I also get that exactly right. From the affidavit designed in a way the system could change the vote of each voter without being detected, he wanted the software itself to function in such a manner that if the voter were to place their thumbprint or fingerprint on a scanner, then the th- thumbprint would be tied to a record of the voter's name and identity as having voter, it should say voting, but the voter would not be tracked to change to the changed vote. He made it clear that the system would have to be set up to not leave any evidence to the changed vote for a specific voter, and that there would be no evidence to show or contradict the name or thumbprint was going with a changed vote. Smartmatic agreed to create such a system and produce the software and hardware to accomplish the goals of President Chavez. Man, we're turning into Venezuela, folks. According to the whistleblower, the Smartmatic voter system was implemented in Venezuela in 2006 when President Hugo Chavez defeated Manuel Rosales by nearly 6 million votes. The creator allegedly observed multiple elections where manipulated results ended up creating landslide victories. The whistleblower claimed the Smartmatic system was used again in 2013, following Chavez's death, in which Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro came into power. The whistleblower stated votes could be moved from one candidate to another in real time through the Smartmatic software. Powell stated this took place in another Venezuelan election. Smartmatic systems were allegedly connected to the internet and fed directly to the control room. When those monitoring the live results allegedly realized Maduro would be defeated, a decision was made to reboot the system. It took 2 hours. In the 2 hours it took for the country to get the system up and running again, the results were allegedly manipulated so Maduro would come out on top. You see, folks, nothing's real. Everything is fake. Everything is phony. So what I got to do now, I have so much information, so much, I'm not going to get to it all. I'm just going to shortcut my shortcuts. And what I'm going to do is, I talked about, and I did this a few times, the last few times on the air, I want to talk about the outcomes and consequences of this political correct cowardness and stupidity that's going on in America, okay? So, that being said, Biden gun control, first article, could top $34 billion. Do you remember when I was mentioning quotes and paraphrases from Democrats who were saying, well, only the rich will probably have guns because ammunition and permits and regulations will be too expensive? There you go. Next, China used secret microwave pulse weapon to cook Indian soldiers alive. I want you to think that if President Trump doesn't get his rightful due on winning this election, which we've proved fraud by the thousands now, this is China will control the U.S. in every way, shape, or form, including social credit score, including all this non-Geneva connections, Nuremberg, anti-Nuremberg type weapons. Next, four sheriffs won't enforce Governor Cuomo's Thanksgiving cap. You four sheriffs need to come out publicly because you're heroes, and you need to get all the sheriffs in New York and all the sheriffs in the country saying the same thing. Next study, I paraphrased this Danish study before. Masks do little, if anything, to stop COVID, okay? See, everything is being censored and surveilled and tracked and traced and edited and purged to come up with the narrative, to sway public opinion, to manufacture perception, pity, and guilt. It's designed to basically make you submissive, which breaks your will. It's designed to reward mediocrity. It's designed to turn America into the law of diminishing returns. Next article, Dutch police beg pedophile hunters to stop exposing pedophiles. Well, why do you think that is, folks? It's that way because look at all these people who went to Pedophile Island with Epstein. Where are their names? They said that their names were going to come out. Where are they? They're not coming out because they have money. They have power. Different set of rules, laws, and accountability for every different group. And I've probably given 10,000 examples over the almost 10 years I've been on the air. Next article, COVID rules for thee, but not for me. They have photos of California Governor Newsom's it's in quotes, outdoor French laundry party where there's no social distancing, no mask for the party elites. It's unbelievable. And there was California Medical Association execs there too. People. What obviously the rule of law does not pertain to them. For those of you who want the rule of law to pertain to everybody, you're going to have to go to their house. You're going to have to confiscate their homes and confiscate their wealth and their bank accounts and distribute it accordingly. Because we have a totalitarian, tyrannical, communist insurrection where nothing matters anymore. Everything is only dependent on what group you're in. Next, here's a video of Feinstein who demanded the mask mandate but gets caught inside the Capitol with no mask. Next, Hirono. Conservatives aren't censored by big tech because media matters says so. Now, I don't know if she is that stupid or she thinks the American people are that stupid. Maybe it's a combination. I don't know. Next article. New York Times says the Great Reset is a conspiracy theory, but on the same day the World Economic Forum celebrates it. You cannot make this stuff up. And as I always say with my disclaimers, these are published articles in the public domain. Next, Putin. Oh, I'm going to say that. That's a different context. Next, science and technology pathologist claims coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on unsuspecting public. Next, Governor Kate Brown from Oregon is threatening jail time and fines for anybody who violates Thanksgiving restrictions. Hi, Hitler. Hi, Hitler. Hi, Hitler. Where's your papers? Hi, Hitler. Next, the shocking reason why Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine requires storage at 70 degrees below zero is because it contains nanotechnology components that have never been used in vaccines before. We've talked about this on this show. We've talked about this. Nanotechnology, the heavy metals, you're going to be a walking antenna affected by 5G, and it's going to destroy your immune system. Next, Obama's oceanfront estate granted rare exception from Hawaii's environmental laws. See, people, it doesn't matter. It's all BS. All of it. They're flying around their private jets, but they want to tax us for our carbon footprint. It's all BS. It's about different rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group or protectionist group status you are in. That is it. That's what it boils down to. Next, masks actually increase COVID infection rates. Well, of course, you're walking around with a mobile petri dish creating humidity and catching bacteria. Hypoxia, less oxygen in your blood. Ugh. Next, New York Attorney General warns about surge in revenge porn due to pandemic. That's because males have to film sex because they're being blamed for rape unjustifiably. You're going to have more and more
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Accepting this illegal, politically correct behavior, and then I'm going to go back to more voter and election fraud. So next article, parents sue school district for transgender lessons. Parents, I know the divorce rate's the highest it's ever been. I know marriage rate is the lowest it's ever been. But if you have the ability, you need to get your kids out of the public government school. It's social and political indoctrination, and it really is torture for the children because they're not being taught logic and common sense and math and science because everything is now being bought and paid for or threats. You need to homeschool your children. Next, the UN announces biometric digital ID wallet. We can talk about this for 2 hours, but I don't have the time. Basically, everything that they know about you or can make up about you is going to be on this, including your health, if you've been vaccinated, the whole works. They're going to track you. They're going to know exactly where you are, what you say. They want to put chips in your brain. It's beyond 1984 Orwellian stuff. Next article, coronavirus vaccines contain aborted human fetal tissue. And yes, it's right on the label. Next article. University of Wisconsin declares large rock to be racist and votes for its removal. It's removal. I know what you're thinking. I know you think I'm making some of these articles up. I promise you, I am not. They're all published in the public domain. Next article. A German doctor was raided by armed police during a live YouTube stream because he wasn't selling the proper narrative. This is what's coming, folks. Next article. Wayne County Election Board members rescind their votes, possibly decertifying results. Well, I'll tell you something right now. I'm reading articles where they were threatened. I'm reading articles where they rescinded their last vote. I'm reading articles where their last rescind is, they're saying it's too late. It's hard to find what is up to date or even legitimate anymore, because it's just, I'm shaking my head. I've read these articles top to bottom, every one of them. And sometimes 3-4 times, and I still can't believe it. So I'm going to go back. We have less than half an hour left with commercials. I'm going to go back to more election and voter fraud. And pardon me, folks, I appreciate you sticking with me here. There's just so much information that's coming in hourly. And I just have to mention this to get the word out to the people, because the people are not getting the correct information from the mainstream media. Okay, next, we're going back to election and voter fraud. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announces COVID-19 pandemic an opportunity for the Great Reset. And when he was talking about the Great Reset, he's talking about everything. The voter fraud, the election fraud, the tracking, the tracing, the surveillance, the censorship. You can't go to work unless you're vaccinated. The depopulation, all of it. Next article. Project Veritas video inside the Georgia recount. 3 wrong counts in 3 minutes. I saw the video. Next article. Georgia audit finds 2,700 votes not uploaded, shaving Biden's lead by 449. Next article, mathematical improbabilities. And basically what they're talking about, and, oh, gosh, I did an excerpt on that. I just got to find out where it is. Basically, it means that the number of votes that Biden got were over 100% on the Democrat side. So the excess votes were added to Joe Biden, and it did not come from the voters. That's basically what that means. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign has filed an emergency injunction against Georgia election results. Election observers and critics have identified large amounts of problems with the Georgia election, claiming errors, questionable regulations, procedures, not adhering to procedures, some being possible fraud. The injunction was accompanied by 11 affidavits from poll workers and observers claiming voting or recount irregularities. Political consultant Dick Morris tells Newsmax election officials are intentionally hiding important information.
The problem in Georgia is that the state will not give us the list of people who voted. And they have that, and they will not turn it over to us. And we need that list to be able to call those people and find out if A, they're alive, and B, if they actually voted.
Thursday Night Football, Arizona Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As advertised, erosion of our Second Amendment rights should surprise no one if Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden gets to Pennsylvania Avenue. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
At least 20 million rifles and 150 million ammunition magazines would be caught up in the sales ban and registration scheme Joe Biden touted on the campaign trail. According to the National Shooting Sports Federation report, the new taxes would cost Americans more than $34 billion. Biden wants to ban the new sale of AR-15 rifles and similar firearms, as well as any ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds, sizes that come standard on most modern rifles and handguns. Biden also talking about a National Firearms Act, which would require gun owners to pay a $200 tax stamp for each item. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football would be a good one as Arizona heads up to the Emerald City to play the Seahawks. Both teams are 6-3 on the season. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson on confidence.
He likes to just keep climbing. And, you know, I think Vince Lombardi said something about that one time. I think he talked about just, you know, the man who's on top of the mountain didn't just get there. The guys that can keep getting up and keep swinging. And those are the players and those are the teams that keep overcoming. And what I do know about myself, I'm an overcomer. You know, I'm a guy who just, you know, I've been doubted before. One thing about me is, you know, I'm going to keep swinging.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if your neighbor is a Jumpin' Joe the Plagiarist Biden supporter, as you heard at the top, at the bottom of the hour news, Jumpin' Joe is in favor of a National Firearms Act, which looks like it will cost $200 per weapon, $200 per rifle for you to keep it. $200 per. That puts your neighbor who supported Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist at risk, because when people remember that Jumpin' Joe sign in the front yard, in those banners, and the theft that's going to happen next with the National Firearms Act, costing manufacturers of firearms $200 per, we really don't know exactly what he's got in mind, Jumpin' Joe, but there are people who are going to be absolutely frosted with this guy. And I think we need to have a law that says if a politician violates campaign promises, the penalty is execution. I think we need that. Sounds strong. So that way we can figure out what we're voting for if we decide to cast our opinion. But I'd just like to read a quick email, just one paragraph. Hi, Vincent. I apologize I could not call in for some time. I listen to shows every day. Rich's shows are amazing. The information that he provides, I cannot find anywhere. As you predicted, we are going down, and I wish we could come out of this, and I wish no bloodshed happens. But I remember you telling me in the first call, we cannot go to normal. At that time, I didn't believe you, but I do now. And I think there's a lot of bloodshed that's going to happen. And that's from Arjun. Thank you, Arjun. Rick, Rich, back to you. I'm just going to sit back and listen while you finish the rest of the broadcast. I don't want to take any more time away from you.
Okay, well, thank you, Vince. And I'm not going to get to even close to what I prepared, but I'm going to keep racking up the election fraud evidence. Now, I'm sure you heard during the last commercial break about the Georgia officials who won't turn over the lists. That's because they're hiding illegal activity. This election should be null and void. As I've mentioned, we need to decide if we want to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, or the divided groups by and of fraud, because that's what our new name will be. The system is rigged. I mean, ballots, machine voting abnormalities, the whole improbabilities that with math, glitches, redating ballots, the process is fake. The government is now totally illegitimate. Freedoms and liberties are gone. You are subjects ruled by the very few elite that has bought and paid for the politicians, lawyers, judges, media, law enforcement, DOJ, FBI, intelligence agencies. Everything is gone. The official authority term is now an official bona fide joke. Now, before I start going into more evidence, I hear a lot of people saying, why is the left having, why do they have all this allegiance and loyalty? Why do they stick together? Why do they openly talk about depopulating us? Why do they have this open addiction of power, money, and control? Why do they censor and surveil us out in the open? They track and trace us out in the open, fraud out in the open. How come the right doesn't do this? Well, I've asked for self-sufficiency preparedness schools to give people ideas and solutions and have them relearn 19th century skills and dovetail them in 21st century technology. I've done shows where I've given hundreds of ideas and solutions. And who's sticking up for us? We don't even have rule of law, because the right would rather buy 10,000 acres pieces of land and stick a bunker on it. They would rather buy a big yacht, buy an island so they can escape all this. But the left is sticking together. Why is this? Well, I'm not going to answer the why. I'm going to answer the who. President Donald Trump is sticking his neck out for us and America. He's putting his whole prosperity, his safety, and his family on the chopping block for us. So all these gazillionaires, when we ask where are the the gazillionaires on the right, how come they're not sticking up for us? How come they're not helping us out? How come they're not creating schools for self-sufficiency and the hundreds of ideas and solutions that I've talked about over the years? But there's one person who is, and that's President Donald Trump. Is he perfect? Hell no. Am I perfect? Hell no. None of us are. We're all imperfect sinners. That's what makes us human. All right, that being said, I'm going to go back to more evidence of election fraud. Next, Maricopa used Dominion employees, not county workers, for the tabulation. So when people think that these people who are involved in the voting process is volunteers and not paid, you're totally wrong. There's exceptions to every rule, but we're so corrupt, so manipulative, so filled with so much fraud. Like I said, this whole election should be null and void because we are the laughing stock of the world right now. Next, all-powerful CDC calls for concentration camps in America, including of invasion of homes and neighborhoods. The CDC is a private organization. They're not even government. Wrap your head around that, folks. Next, California men charged with voter fraud after allegedly submitting thousands of applications for homeless people. Next, why are so many Dominion employees deleting their LinkedIn profiles? It's because they're hiding their guilt. They know they've done illegal activity, and they're keeping their profiles from the people because they're afraid of retribution. Because they know the lawyers and judges aren't going to go for them because they're involved. They're all bought and paid for. They're afraid of the people. Next, ABC hit piece on GSA transition official. Basically, they are threatening the GSA people, the people who should certify the votes. This is Banana Republic stuff. Now listen, we wouldn't have all these threats and censorships and surveillance and tracking and tracing and all this stuff if this was legit. We wouldn't. Have you noticed every, and I'm using an absolute term here, every piece of evidence of voter and election fraud is done from the left, from the Democrat Party. Every. Next, Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules against the Trump campaign. You know why? Because the lawyers were being threatened. This is illegal. My God, I can't believe this is America. Next, Giuliani vows Trump will contest voter fraud vigorously in courts as he announces 100,000 phony ballots from Biden dumped in Michigan. And it's unbelievable. And we have an open Nazi as governor of Michigan. Oh, unbelievable. Next, Dominion story keeps getting worse. Ties to Clinton Foundation and Nancy Pelosi, and the security chief is Antifa and Trump hater. Wikipedia protects them by censoring most of their history. Next, second memory card with 2,700 plus votes found during Georgia election audit, decreasing Biden lead. Next, a Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejects Trump argument. Observers just have to remain in the room, even though they're being kicked out, even though they're being threatened and intimidated, even though the cops are on their side, even though they're putting barriers up, even though they're moving the voting machines back, even though they're in a stadium. You can't make this crap up. Next, Edward Snowden posts video showing how simple it is to hack voting machines used in swing states. We've seen videos where this one woman was doing it in 2 minutes. It's all a joke. Next, Milwaukee vote dump at 4:30 a.m. on live TV left Chris Cuomo speechless. If you have not seen this video, look it up. I was able to look at this and enlarge the picture. Donald Trump's vote went down instantaneously while Joe Biden's vote went up. How do you lose votes? You don't lose votes. It's fraud. Next, Senator Blumenthal straight up asked Zuckerberg to take down Steve Bannon's account. One thing I'll say about Steve Bannon, I think he's a patriot, and I think he's extremely intelligent, and I've watched his show. You can pick up his show on citizenfreepress.com. They will put his show on live, and what I like about it is that you can fast forward through the commercials, if you will, and get to the meat and potatoes. He has good information and good guests. Next, Dominion Text not allowed to comment on the 2,700 found votes in Floyd County. They're not allowed to comment. They get caught. They're not allowed to comment. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, second, Georgia County Fayette suddenly finds 1,000 more votes, majority for Trump. Next, third, Georgia County finds missing votes. Next, I'm shortcutting my shortcuts. Next, Michigan Secretary of State says we'll look into Wayne County audit request. Yeah, I got to see it to believe it. All 50 states should be audited, and especially forensically audited. Throwing out the Trump votes. My God, this is unbelievable. Okay, next, Republican caves after threats. How can this election be legitimate when all these threats and doxing and threatening people's children, how can this be, how is this possible? This should be null and void. This is, I mean, we're in a real, folks, take your U.S. flag and tape with duct tape a banana to the flag. We are an official banana republic. Next, Wayne County canvassers agree to certify election results after deadlocking in 2-2 vote. Well, let's see what happens. Next, Wayne County leftist Ned Stabler threatens GOP canvassers on video. You cannot make this stuff up. Next, 9,600 plus vote errors found in Georgia hand recount. Now, folks, keep in mind, these hand recounts are designed to recount the same counts. And for those of you who have been listening to alternative media, listening to this show over the past few weeks, look at how many votes they found and errors they found. All the voting abnormalities they found. And yet the Republicans are still picking up votes. I'm telling you right now, not only did Donald Trump legitimately win with over 400 electoral votes, this Congress and...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, I just want to tell you that as I'm listening to you, I have never heard anyone in broadcasting ever in my entire life deliver so much information so succinctly, so quickly, so accurately, so on point as you have in the last 2 hours. And you've been doing it week after week after week and for years. So I just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you so much for what you do. And class, it takes a lot of effort to do what Rich is doing. And when he says he researches 15 hours a day, he's not kidding. And you now hear the proof of it. Rich, I'm going to just sit back and listen.
Well, thank you, Vince. And I just feel, I appreciate the kind words, and I just feel that as an American, it's our obligation and duty to be doing this. You know, we all have to do our part. We cannot any longer have accept the silent majority, because everything is at stake. You know, one of the reasons I wrote the book is because of I see these unit of measures of despair in America increasing. I see where, like I mentioned earlier, where the powers that be are literally making America illegitimate. And when we can't change our destiny through hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, when the rule of law is gone, when transparency is gone, when we no longer have rights, restitution, or protection under the rule of law, when college degrees, SAT scores, opportunity, everything becomes illegitimate, voting, you know, you see drug use going through the roof, hate hoaxes going through the roof. Now they want to force inoculations on us. GMO foods are getting worse with nutrition. They want to inject us with nanotechnology, which will make us human antennas around 5G. We're not going to be able to protect ourselves with gun or free speech. Suicide is going through the roof. They're literally openly coming out with depopulation efforts. I mean, openly harvesting late-term abortion baby organs so the wealthy can use them. Pedophilia is, let me put it this way, adult mutual consensual sex is now off the table. Life expectancy is dropping like a rock. And you see the people who are benefiting are the tattletales, the snitchers, and we see more masks and lockdowns controlling the people. We're entering a permanent caste system where nothing will matter, nothing will ever matter again because there's nothing else you can do about it. And you'll be called a conspiracy theorist, and this is why I am doing this. It's for the people. It's for America. Okay, I'm going to go to the next article. Zuckerberg, one of Vince's favorite people, was funding a safe elections project and announces grants for the Senate runoff elections. Remember when I said earlier in the show about certain studies, I gave an example of climate change? Well, these grants, subsidies, favors certain companies that benefit from legislation. The outcome is already bought and paid for. That's why these people are doing this. We have to be aware of all these things, and we have to say them out loud. Next article, election security expert finds Wisconsin results a complete fraud. Let me say that again. Elections security expert finds Wisconsin results a complete fraud. This is what the Democrats and the left are doing. They're making America a complete fraud. Next, OAN, a great news reporting agency, OAN, reports data recovered from Skittle. Remember, I talked about that on Tuesday in great detail, the company in Spain going bankrupt, which would give Trump 410 electoral votes. Remember how I've been saying for a few weeks now that Trump won over 400 electoral votes, and the landslide was so great, they kept coming in with all these different gimmicks and recounts and ballots and all this stuff, but there was so much for Trump, they got caught. Okay? They got caught. The CIA got caught. All these people got caught. Next article. Nevada Electoral College members file election contest. Claiming widespread election fraud. This is the Nevada Electoral College members are filing election contest claiming widespread election fraud. Next article. Biden underperformed Hillary Clinton nationwide except in four cities. That's a statistical impossibility. The Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, warned about Dominion's voting switching votes. Arizona unlikely to see accurate vote counts. The Secretary of State thinks Trump supporters are neo-Nazis. Jim Jordan in Congress says we should investigate the whole 2020 election. I agree. We need everybody to be a Jim Jordan and a Rand Paul. We thank you for being here.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.